Be'ezer Hashem, we will try to learn one sif this morning. Sif Ches. A short sif in Shin Yates, but nonetheless something that's quite practical. Something that could come up in the Shaila of Beirer almost every Shabbos. Yeah, everyone has the handouts for what is it? Is this Shir Zayin or Shir Ches?
Ches. Zayin.
Oh. I think. Okay. Well, either way. The one for Yud Aleph Shvat. Yeah. Okay.
There are two labeled Zayin. Zayin A and Zayin B.
This is Zayin B. Okay. So you start with the Gemara and Daf Kuf Mem Amar Aleph in Shabbos. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says Ain Sharon is Achiltes Bepeishon. Not Isaiah Kachaimitz. Not Nagia for our Halacha. Ve'ein shaylin, or some have vegeirs of ein shayrin. You can't soak. Es ha-karshinim. The karshinim is some sort of animal food, leeks from its dirt that's on it. And Rashi says, if you look at the next Maramakim, Rashi says, ve'ein shaylin es ha-karshinim, meitzef aleyem mayim b'kli. You pour water into a vessel, liver psalasan, to separate the psalas, the dirt that is on these leeks. That can't be done on Shabbos. Back to the Mishnah of Aleishafan Aysa. Rashi explains, Biyad, you can't even take the leeks and rub it off. You rub off the dirt from the vegetable. Can't do that on Shabbos either. Aval, the Mishnah continues, Nais nosech hakvoro elosech hakilkala. But you could just place the vegetable into even a sifter, a kli which is miyuchad for bayrer, but you're just putting it there. And Rashi says, Avol Neisen Secha Kvora, the third Rashi, Va'afal fi de ba'omim shapselas neifel derech nikve akvora, even though sometimes the pselas does fall through the holes in the sifter, V'nimtsin is bar me'elov, it's happening by itself, and therefore it's mutter. Okay, that maybe we'll get to today, maybe not.
You're learning Rashi when he says sholin, is that the cameras are not in the clean when the water goes in, or they're in the clean? I don't understand how you're reading it.
It's not clear from Rashi. Okay. It's not clear from Rashi. And maybe there will be this distinction. How would you translate Rashi? Meitzef aleim mayim b'kli.
Same problem.
Yeah. Because really, meitzef... it sounds like you're pouring it onto it itself, right? So what do you need the kli for?
Right.
And it seems from the Achrayim that actually the leeks are in the bowl, and you pour water onto it, meaning you pour water into it, into the bowl, and added this water there so that it starts separating it and something floats to the top, presumably the pselas floats to the top.
I think that's conscious of the lashon tzav, is something floats up.
Tzav means flow, yeah.
The matzav means causing something to float up.
Very good, yeah that's what I would say as well. Yeah, but it's right. Right. The Targum always says, explains, tzav means to float up. So that's what you're doing over here. So that's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says you can't remove dirt from vegetables. Let's just include in that, you can't remove dirt from fruit. And you can't remove dirt from any food on Shabbos. Right? And in the Mishnah's case, you're doing it via water. Either water pouring onto it or pouring into a bowl and then it's separating it. That you can't do. That's what the Mishnah says. Is this a... Huh?
His name is raining out.
Is this an Issa Deiraisa? It is an Issa Derabanan. Is this Beir Derabanan? Beir Deiraisa? So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, third Maramakim here, Ein Shairin Es HaKashinim. You can't soak these leeks. Dainu Shemetsev Mayim Aleim Bekli. That you, we'll teach like Ari, that you cause the water to make something float. Kedei Lohasra Pseilas, in order to remove the Pseilas. Vayishavan Issa Beyad, and you can't rub it with your hand. In order to remove the tzeilas, the havalei kibayrer, because this is like bayrer. So with the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch may indicate that it's not actually the Daraisa, and actually the Prima Gadim, I didn't put here, the Be'alacha brings the Prima Gadim, but as a suffix. If someone would do this, would there be Chayav Achatas or not? The Be'alacha himself brings Rayas from the Gemara Beya, from the Yerushalmi, that actually will be an Isser Daraisa.
So the Chabetz... It's
the Rabbanan. So the Prima Gadim has a suffix. You're saying the Gleital holds the Rabbanan. We'll see the Shvisa Shabbos also learns the Rabbanan, but the Be'alacha learns an Isser Daraisa. Okay, so either way, then with either the Rabbanan or the Daraisa, to remove dirt from vegetables, from fruit... That's what this halacha says. Now we don't have any leeks in our house, for the most part. So we don't have animal food in our house for the most part. But if you look at the Mishnah Berurah here in the last Maramak on the page one, and Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chavtes Hakashinim Hu Michael Behema, but Vehu Adin Tapuchi Adama. The same would be for potatoes. Rechol Ki Ay Gavna. Okay, who's having raw potatoes? Also not really negeya. Raw potatoes are probably muktzah. But anything like that. To take any dust, any dirt off fruit would be aser. Now this is very common, obviously. You take a fruit, most people, what they do during the week, they take a fruit right away, they wash it off. Well, it seemed to me, according to this, that really... you would have to wash all your fruit, all your grapes, the cluster of grapes that you want to serve for Shabbos lunch, or any fruits that you're going to plan on eating that Shabbos, any apples or peaches, you would have to wash them off before Shabbos. And indeed...
there's no noticeable dirt at all, you're just doing it.
Oh, okay. But any dirt, we'll get that in a moment, but any dirt that you would want to remove, you would have to, and it's brought in the name of Chazanish, in the Sefer Orchas Rabbeinu, written by a Talmud of the... of the Stipler, but had many conversations with the Chazon Ish, the Stipler, and the Bnei Brak Yedalim. So it said that indeed the Chazon Ish said you would have to wash all your food before Shabbos. But the problem here is that you're removing the psalas from the eichel.
The skin on the chicken.
We'll put that aside because Ramesha holds that's min echad. Ramesha says it's one and the same as the chicken, and we pass him min echad is no bayer. But you have real psailas to remove the psailas, even to eat it immediately. Says the halacha that it's aser. Now, even if you want to take care of the problem, let's say you wash all of your fruits before Shabbos, right? Yeah, so let's first deal with what Rav Tali said. Now, the truth is, the Chazon Ish himself said, and for those that saw the Teshuvah of Ramesha here on page 2, Ramesha also in this the discussion says, certainly if you're talking about a fruit where there's no visible dirt, someone's just nervous about maybe the pesticides that they put on it, and you know he read some study that you shouldn't eat it. You should. Who knows? This is the way he's trained. His wife bugs him. Not a good word. Tells him you should remove. You should wash the fruit. Fine. So you wash it. You rub it in a towel. You want to remove. So if there's no visible dirt, another essentially, if a person would eat the fruit as is, but. Jesus, you know, he was taught he should wash it off, or someone says you should really take off whatever pesticides are there. So then for sure you're allowed to do that. Why? Because that's really in Sif Yud, this famous case of the orange juice with the pulp, or in the case of the yayin with the kismin. You had these small pieces, which you would drink it as is. Right now you decide, you know, you want to strain the pulp away. You're allowed to take a strainer, a clean meyuchad for bayer, pour it through, and then you have pulp-free orange juice. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos so long as you would eat it, drink it without that. So this too. If you would take this fruit, you would eat the fruit as is. Certainly there's no problem in washing the fruit. That Chazon Ish says, Ramesh says, no question. But there are many cases, for example, a cluster of grapes that actually does have, sometimes it has this film around it, this whitish powder, or it has sometimes actual dirt in between the grapes or the clusters, you wouldn't do that. Or what happens if the candy man or the rabbi in the shul gave your child or grandchild a lollipop and they go play, and 2 minutes later they come in It fell in the dirt. Okay? Huh? Throw it away. Yeah, you go ask the rabbi for another one. Sure, in the middle of lightning. So, I think what most people would do is you go over the faucet, wash it off, give it back. Right? According to this halacha, you're washing the psalas off of the eichel. And what hetter do you have? So true, you're not like creating, you put a bowl with water and then putting the lollipop in it and then the psalas floats up. You're not doing that whole ordeal. But is there any difference in that? Oh. So Dove is raising one issue. Why is it different than eating an orange? In other words, you peel an orange, you're also removing the psalas from the eichel. Yeah. Oh, okay, hold on. Well, hold on a second. So we said the chicken on the skin is my shoulder is 1 min.
I know that. So why is the orange different? It's still 1 min.
Yeah, and it's actually that can be considered. Yeah.
I have a slightly different question, which is along with what David just said. The pulp of the orange juice, I understand. Okay, but the reason why we or some people wash an apple, okay, is because there's pesticide there. Okay, the pesticide is not the same thing as
the pulp and the orange juice?
The only difference between pesticides and what I'll call manifested dirt, where you actually see the dirt on there, is because people find that harmful. They mumish want to remove that. They wouldn't eat the apple.
You know, so that would be then subjective. And as what we're presenting from Ramesha, one svar from Ramesha says in the Chazanish that if a person, certainly a child, they don't care about that, they would eat the apple as is. And I think many adults like that also. Indeed, if you have a case, let's say a person would really not eat, let's say he can't find water to wash off his apple. If he indeed would not, he would then put the apple back and choose a different fruit. So he would be in the category of an istanis, like the Primigodim says, let's say you have the yayin with the kismin, you have the orange with the pulp, but there's an istanis, would not eat the drink like that. So then he says, for him it would be a bayer. So that's true. But so again, and I think there are many cases, you know, the candy that falls into the dirt, or your fruit that fell down and got some dirt on it. Right, so you could just remove a part of the fruit with the dirt on it, or could you wash it off? Could you just simply wash off the fruit and then continue eating it? That's really the question. So there's many different svaris, and we'll see. The truth is, we'll see what it really splits up into is really a machlokes achrayim paiskim, achrayim meaning even going back to the primogodim or even the prisha. And the seems like the Mishnah Berurah goes with, and then you have many paiskin. Ramesha will just call it a Ramesha because he's the one that says several of the svaris, and other paiskin will seem to follow that line of thinking, and will try to present both tzadim. Let's at least understand both approaches. That is it mutter or is it not mutter, and what are the differences between them? Okay, so we'll go step by step. So the first. The argument that Ramesha writes, even though he quotes this Mishnah Berurah, quotes this halacha, you see here, page 2 of a Peres Melachlach in Ba'avak, this case, where he quotes the Mishnah Berurah and says, even by potatoes that are dirty, anything that's dirty you can't remove, but he comes with this heter of Khalifa. And as we know, that this is halacha in the end of Shinchof Aleph, if you have a fruit and it has a peel on it, and the only way to eat the fruit is by removing the peel. So indeed, you're allowed to peel the fruit and eat the fruit. Why isn't that bayrer? That sounds like a direct case of bayrer. It's psalus mitech eichel.
Taking fruit with it?
No, without taking fruit with it. Saying simply just removing the peel. Like by an orange, you just remove the peel. Or a banana. You just remove the peel. Oh. So we explained, that's derech achila. Why is that derech achila? Because it's impossible to eat the fruit otherwise, even though, sure, you could cut the orange in half and then just sort of spoon out the orange. You could cut the banana in half and try to squeeze up the banana. Okay, why didn't the paiskim make us do that? You say that's already the abnormal way of eating. The normal way of eating a fruit is to peel it. So since that's the way to eat it, and it's not possible to do it any other way, you're allowed to do so. However, And so says Rav Moshe, the same thing with dirt on a fruit. If you have a cluster of grapes, and there's this white powder around, there's film around, there's dirt around, it's no difference than a clip, no difference than a peel. So indeed, you could just like you could peel your fruit, says Rav Moshe, you could wash your fruit. Wash off the dirt, you'd be wash off the psilis. However, it would have to be only for immediate use. You would have to because you want to eat it right away. So to wash a cluster of grapes in the morning because in the afternoon you want to have, Rav Moshe would say that's not mutter. That's la'achar zman. In other words, what's the Mishnah Berurah's case talking about where you can't wash the karshinim, the leeks, you can't wash your potato off, you can't wash your fruit off? Rav Moshe obviously is going to learn that he was talking about la'achar zman. But if he's doing it for immediate use, that would be like a peel, like peeling a fruit, and then it will be mutter.
We talked before about the difficulty of determining how much time is an appropriate time. So you're preparing a food, okay? You take off the peel and you bring it right to the table. Your wife brings it to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. That's okay, that's immediate.
Let's say she does it an hour before.
So we said that
we have that problem. We talked about that problem. If you start determining what the time is, then you get into a whole bind there. So how much time beforehand, is it okay?
Basically, we said that it has to be the necessary amount of time to prepare the food for this meal. And if there's, let's say, three or four items of food that have to be prepared, or three or four courses that have to be prepared, and it's going to lead up from the time of the preparation until the meal time, that's all considered within the proper frame time. However, if it's going to only take a half hour, and she starts an hour before, so then she can have a nap before the meal, that's already la'achar zman. Okay? So, and that's the first line of reasoning that Rav Moshe says. It's klipa, it's like a peel.
Right, I know, but on the assumption that it's following the Mishnah Berurah, that's the key thing.
Yeah.
In Kafal, the Mishnah Berurah quotes Yom Shel Shlomo by us, that the reason is kiluf is a mutter is it's all minecha. He's not, you know what I'm saying? You have to ask why is kiluf mutter. First you have to say it's a borah from, not a dosh from. Then once you say it's a borah from, what's the heter? And Rosh is clear. The heter is because we're invoking this, EF Sher bin Yanacher heter achil. It's only under those circumstances. He's not saying that it's all minecha or anything.
Right. He says, in the third line, second line, so that's his first line of reasoning. Since it's impossible to eat the fruit otherwise, so it becomes like a peel, which is permissible to peel off and to remove the seilas if it's la'alter. So according to this heter, it would only be mutter to wash off the fruit la'alter. Now, but in case of the lollipop that falls in the dirt, well, it's la'alter. You wash it off, you give it straight back to the kid, that's la'alter. That's the same. Now, like we mentioned before, we should say that the Ketzeis HaShulchan, the Ketzeis HaShulchan of Avraham Chaim Noah also goes with this heter that it's like a peel and it's mutter. We mentioned before that it was said over in the name of the Chazon Ish and the Ayal Meshulish, is this Sefer Amborah from Rosh Lezger, he actually spoke to the person who asked the Chazon Ish directly about this case of washing of food, and the Chazon Ish said, absolutely, it's usher to do that. Okay? So, good, the Machlokes Rav Moshe and the Chazon Ish, okay, two contemporaries. Now, the truth is, if you look at this case in the Mishnah Berurah, like we saw, the Shulchan Aruch says you can't wash off these vegetables. The Mishnah Berurah says it's included not only karshinim, Michael Bahema, it's included even Michael Adam. And he says virtually anything that has avak va'afar as lashon was, any dirt or any dust on it, would be us to wash it off. And the Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to make this distinction if it's only la'achar zman. So from the what we call the stima saloshin of Mishnah Berurah, from the way that he puts it, the halakha down, it would seem the Mishnah Berurah would not really permit this heter of klipa.
He's only talking about shalom. At the end of the day, he's only talking about the case of shalom.
If you look at Mishnah Berurah, see, Chavches, the Mishnah Berurah Chavches says, "Ain sher who adin yesh pseilas veichem uravin also litleim bimayim kadei shibulab says lamata kugan oshiyatsav lamala." And in Chavches he says, Who may have been with the Kim Laitan Alayim Mayim Kide Lahasar of a Gvavar?
We're talking about this case.
We're saying
it goes back to how you understand Rashi.
Right, so I think the difference that the Mishnah Berurah does say.
That this is like Bar Bakli, and this is all process of Brera.
You could say that, but I say the difference between his Chavches and Chavtes would seem to indicate that he made no distinction. And the Chazanish actually also was asked, is there a difference between running it under the faucet, let's say, or putting it into a bowl of water that then a separation process takes place? Chazanish made no distinction. I think from the Mishnah Berurah, it would certainly lend itself to that understanding.
Mishnah Berurah says that you could eat raw meat by washing the dam on the surface, right? So there, the same thing. There you're washing dam that's on the surface of the buster. So how is that exactly different?
Good kasha. Yeah, it's a good kasha. Okay. Well, yeah, we'll have other kashas like that also, I believe. Yeah. Okay. So far you have Ramosha that the heter of washing fruit or dirt off of a food is what? It's like peeling a peel, which is mutter. It's clean, but you're allowed to do it for immediate use. In other words, Ramesh is making a distinction that dirt off of fruit is only usher if it's la'achar zman, but not if it's immediate use. Now, if you look at the last page, here we have a copy of the Prima Gadim in our simon on this halacha in the Mishbet Seisav Sifkat and Hay. Ein Shirin. So, if you look at the last paragraph, he says Vani Ha'ani. A little blurry, the scan. I have a small question to ask. He, two questions. He says, "Im biyad alter shari kibisif alif." Skip the parentheses. Im dafka laadam oyafla behema shari kai gavna. His first question is when you do bayer of the oichel for immediate use and you eat it right away, is that mutter only for a person or even for an animal? But question number one. Second question, v'im shayla b'mayim. If you do what this Mishnah says, shayla b'mayim sheyotzef ha'maychel, that the food should rise up v'ha'ofer lamata, and the pseilas will go down, or im yotzef ha'pseilas lamala, or let's say the pseilas goes up, but v'reitz alechel miyad ha'oichel im shari. So he says, this case of Shailin is you put the fruit into the water, and one of the items float up, one of them goes down. Either the Pselos up and the Oichel down, or vice versa. But he's asking, would it be any different if the Oichel would go up? Or would it be any different if the Pselos goes up, but I'm going to eat the food right away? And there's this removal of Pselos, but I'm going to eat the food right away. Like whose case? Like it seems Ramesha wanted to permit. Yes, you're removing Psyles, but it's for immediate use. So since it's Yav Shemalav Haki, it's impossible the other way, so it would be Mutter. That was his question. Says the Prima Gadim, the Hine Sheila Aleph, on the first question of animals, Vud Yeshlemi Mashkosav, Amagravam Simshin Chavala, Vaisnesvav, Mechata Vatarne Goylim, Shari. So you see, it's Mutter to do it even for animals. Yeah, Shema Mina Berlu Emelog Lemiashari. Now, next line. Usha Eila Shnia. Our second question. Yesh Loimar, Dikivan Dinivra Bepam Echod, Hapseles Vaechel, Bishove, since both Hapseles and Echod are being removed simultaneously, that's Kibur Hapseles Metechel Domi, Vaoser Kibisiv Dalit, Vaefshe Chayev Chatas. This was what we mentioned before, the Prima Gadim as a suffix, if this will be a derice or not. This is what he says. Efshir, it's even Chayev Chatas, because Rashi says Dava Boirer. Not like the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, Dava Kibboirer, Rashi's Lashon is it is Boirer. Okay. So that's the suffix of Chayev Chatas. But you see from the Prima Gadim, he made no difference the fact that you want to eat it right away. His question was, even though I'm removing Pselos to eat the food right away, seemingly, it's pretty clear from the Prima Gadim, did not go with the Heter of Ramesha of the Ksesar Shulchan, that the fact that it's impossible to eat otherwise, and you would have to remove it, the Pselos, to eat right away, the Eichel does not have the Heter of Klipa. So that's what we say, we line up here, that the Prima Gadim, and again the Stimas Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah would seem to make no distinction between a Klipa or not. The question is, why not? Why is Ramesha not correct? Or why do these Achrayim not go with Ramesha Svara, that since it's impossible to eat otherwise, it becomes like a peel on a fruit? What's the difference? So the Ayil Meshulash brings three differences. And as again, Ramesha says like a peel, which seemed like this was an understandable Svara. Yet you have the Prima Godim that doesn't go with that Svara, the Chazanish, then you go to Mishnah Berurah, seemed like a Svara. What did they hold? Why is the Taka a difference between a peel on a fruit and dirt on a fruit?
One's inherent.
One is?
Inherent.
Inherent. Ah. So what do you mean by that?
One's foreign, one's inherent. The peel is part of the orange.
Very good. So the first chilek he makes is exactly that. Notice, a peel on a fruit is something that it's created with. It is inherent to the fruit. In other words, this is what this difference is. In the lumdus of it, in the halacha perspective of it, it's like this. There's no heter that if I can't do something any other way, it becomes mutter. I mean, you'd be matar half of Hilchah Shabbos like that. Right. You know, there's no other way I could turn my light on unless I switch the... Right. So there's no heter like, it's impossible otherwise, or it's mutter. No, that's not the heter. We have this new heter by Beirer called Derech Achila. So that's why it's, you can't just throw out, well, it's impossible any other way. No, that's not the heter. The heter is that since during the week, since the way this fruit comes to the world is with a peel on it, and the way you eat it is by peeling it, because that's the only way to do it, because the yashua the way that becomes the derech achila.
But since the fruit comes with dirt on it, since the fruit comes with pesticides in it, so derech achila, you should be able to remove it.
Oh, good. So I would hear that as a good argument that even with this distinction, you want to say that the karshim that they were talking about, the potatoes they were talking about was, it came, I don't think the case was, I don't know if he's talking about raw potatoes in the times of Shabuah, they need raw potatoes, so I'm not sure what he was talking about. So seemingly he was talking about a potato that was cooked, and maybe he still does have some dirt, it does have some peel on it. Huh?
In his jacket.
You know, or so maybe he's not only talking about those cases. Okay, so you want to say, but let's say it becomes sort of the norm because this is not created. I don't think it has to be created, but if fruits come to your home with the pesticides on it, with some sort of dirt on it, that becomes the norm of the way to eat this fruit is by washing it, removing the dirt, removing the peel, and then eating it. I could hear that as an argument, and as maybe the Machmer side, the Prima Godim, would agree, maybe not. Certainly by the case of the lollipop that falls on the ground, we don't have that, and as you have that will be the distinction. A peel is because that's its natural way of eating it, so that becomes Derech Achila. Then as the Iker Hetter is Derech Achila, not because it's impossible without that. So by the lollipop, you're right, it's impossible to eat the lollipop without removing the dirt, but that's not the Derech Achila of that item.
You should have to remove all wrappers that can be opened, basically. You see, the heter of kiluf is organic, organically connected. The wrappers are not organic; they're not inherent. Not any of those words.
So I'm not sure if it has to be natural or inherent, or like David Svar that it could,
no,
it's
no,
enough
it's
that
far,
it.
Here's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If he's going to go on. The,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah. If you say it has to be something that's minashamayim, it's natural like that. Right, but let's say, example, someone wraps up their challah every Shabbos in aluminum foil to keep it warm, and then Friday night they come. Could you remove the aluminum foil? Or are you going to say, well, you can't do that. That's taking psalus from Eichel. All right? So I think that is a correct svara to say that since that becomes the normal way of this food item, that will be mutter. So at least in terms of that difference of klipa, maybe that's why klipa is mutter and dirt from a fruit is aser. But then again, with these other svaras, maybe it would still you would still say that this type of dirt, the natural type of dirt, the of the derech achil of this dirt or this covering would also be a klipa.
What did the Dorim Nivor do with the lime on Shabbos?
They didn't.
Before it came wrapped.
Yeah.
It was wrapped.
Wrapped what? In the towel? In the dew?
No.
That's chilek number one. That was the first distinction. The second distinction between the case of a natural klipa and the case of the dirt on the fruit is that the derech achila of removing a klipa is right before you eat it. And as before you eat the banana, you peel the banana. Before you eat the orange, you peel the orange. By dirt, it's not, doesn't become the derech achila to remove the dirt right before you eat it. I mean, if there would be dirt on it, you would remove it ahead of time. You would remove it, let's say, when you bring it home, there's dirt on the, you would wash it off then. And it's not part of the achila process. So maybe that's why the achrayim understood that by a klipa, since that becomes the normal derech achila because it's done right before eating, that becomes derech achila. But to remove dirt, it has no really connection to the eating. You just want to remove the dirt. You could really remove the dirt a day before, the week before you eat it. So therefore, that's why maybe the Prima Gadim, the Mishnah Berurah, didn't hold that the dirt on the potato or the karshinim, the any vegetable, would have the heter of klipa.
But that's not true of the white. One, it's not true of the white film. Two, if you hold the Mishnah Berurah, he's talking about a cooked potato, then it's not true either. It's right before you eat. Meaning that if the Mishnah Berurah saw a raw potato, it's hard to say what he's talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if he's talking about cooked potato, if that's true, then he's not talking about the, he's talking about right before you eat. He wants to peel them, the final thing right before he's going to eat them, like you would peel an orange.
So he's saying he wash you off the potato also right before you eating.
You know, if he's talking about cooked potatoes, but aside from that, it's the white film for sure is not that way.
Why? Because you normally people do that. Yeah. So I would agree. So by a cluster of grapes, people when they get it, they put it straight away in the refrigerator, and before they're going to eat it, that's when they wash off the dirt or the film or the pesticides. So according to this thing, also the most of the fruits that we use, we also do it right before the eating. So again, this could be considered still in that their klipa, and it would still make a lot of sense what Ramesha was saying, that this is like removing a peel, and that's why it's mutter. Okay. The third distinction is that there's a bir halach in Sif Dalet here in Shin Yotes in trying to be Malamed Zchus, trying to explain the heter of the Minig Olam, that people remove bones from meat or remove bones from fish, and he has several different reasons. And one of them is, he brings the Yam Shel Shleim, which David mentioned before, and that is that fish with the bones or food with the peel are all considered Min Echad. And someone mentioned the Svara before too. In other words, if you would look at this food item, all as min echad, so then that becomes the heter. That's what he wants to say, the limud schus, that since everything is created together, it's all naturally together, so then that's why you don't have the isser of psalis b'techeichel of b'irer, because it's all min echad, so long as they're all still attached. Once you remove it, then it becomes too mean. And that's why maybe these achrenim would say that when you have dirt on these karshinim, dirt is not a part of the karshinim, is not part of this the leeks, or the dirt on the potato is not part of the potato. It's something that came onto the potato afterward, as opposed to a natural peel. Again, not that because it's natural it becomes derech achila, but since it's natural, it becomes min echad, becomes part and parcel of the fruit. So again, the lollipop case that fell into the dirt, not min echad utadik, or even the pesticides. In this case, you say the pesticides is one min with, no, it was put on afterwards as a protection. Or right, wrappers also, a wrapper on a candy. Also, was not considered min echad with that. And maybe that's why, to remove the dirt, which is not part of the fruit, to remove the wrappers, not part of the candy, that's why these achrenim, the Prima Gadim, the Chazanish, the Mishnah Berurah, said, yes, a fruit can be peeled, a banana can be peeled, but to wash off dirt would be usher. And Ramesha would say, no, listen, since it's still this, the dirt is on it, and certainly if it comes with the dirt, you're right, it's not min echad maybe, but it's still considered the way of removing it, it's still considered like a klipa, like an outer shell, which you're allowed to remove. But that'll be at least be the understanding, one of these three possibilities, which were certainly according to the first two chalukim, may be more difference by most of our fruit.
But if the banana is min echad, why in fact is it dosh? Why is it okay? So you've gotten rid of the borer problem because you're going to invoke min echad. Why don't you call it min echad? Why is it? How is it different than taking a kernel out of it? Out of its shell.
Yeah. So really, Rabbi Shashi actually was the beginning of that tshuva. I didn't copy because when they get for us, he talks about peanuts. He says dash. He says it's far earlier from the Chayyadim that since dash really is done in the field, something that you're going to do in your home doesn't resemble the malak of dash. Okay. So that is the chalukim that we have. Okay. So again, you have what it seems clear the Prima Gadim would not let us wash off dirt from fruits or vegetables or candies. And again, the stimas lashon mishabrua, the chazanish didn't allow to wash off in any manner fruits. And you have Ramosha, which made this distinction. Again, the first chiluk he's making is like a klipa. And therefore, those who do wash off the fruits on Shabbos have a Ramosha and Ksaisa Shulchan, other Pesim to rely on, that it's like a peel. But according to that Hetter, you would only be allowed to do it for immediate use. Right before you're eating, right before the Suda, that would be mut.
Even the prima donna, when you're masking it, the wrapper is not the wrapper, because this is the part of the like we said before, the separate items.
Why? Because you can't.
Peel of the bananas.
I believe Reb Shlomo Zalman makes the following distinction with wrappers. He says if it's a loose wrapper that sort of comes off very easy, is not stuck, not attached, then you're right. That's not really considered attached. That's like a bag. You're obviously allowed to put your hand in a bag and remove an item from a bag, right? No question you're allowed to do that. So let's say the wrapper on top of the lollipop. Let's say you wanted to take the wrapper off and you're not going to use the lollipop till later. And that, Shlomo Zalman would say, you're right, that's not attached. But you have sometimes a sucking candy, where it's actually stuck to it. There he says that will be considered, it is attached. And therefore it's the taruvus of Abses and Eichel.
I mean, I get these pops, you know, frozen pops, and you know, on a child, they said it melted a little bit, the wrapper stuck to the, so you mom is peeling the...
Yeah.
That's mustard by something else.
No, taking a wrapper off?
Yeah, but it's stuck.
It will be considered a taruvus. So everyone would agree in that case, that's like a natural klipa. You take an ice pop to peel it off. That's to throw away the wrapper. For immediate use, it's going to be mutter. That's what I'm saying. For immediate use, it's mutter.
Next, if you try to be mahalik, say you have to hold something like the bala of a
You
must have that masa front. It's not enough to have a deeper degree. Then washing doesn't cause any masa front. If you're not involved with the Rabban, it says with the iser, there's no iser left. There's no solace left. You know, what masa borer have you done according to that view? That is where we have our front.
The key was the afrada. The key was that are you removing psailas, and therefore maybe it's even part of the psailas, that the removal of part of the psailas is also ma'aseh bayrer, or does it have to be that all the psailas is gone, so that what you're left with there was a tikkun in the eichel? No one said that you have to actually use the psailas, right? Both the Balamar and the Ramban never said.
Balamar is saying that it's the mice out front. It's a government. You have to have psailas that you're pulling out.
Yeah, but not that you want it. He says by old Bayra, when you remove the pebbles from the kernels, it was the removal that becomes the malach.
Balamar, if I burned off the.
Right. Yeah. But as the chiddush is by Bayra and Zayre Taki, you don't have to actually use what you took out. Yeah. Ramesha has another heter for washing off the fruit, and that's based on the following kasha, which really was asked before Ramesha. Kasha is like this. If the Prima Gadim, the Shulchan Aruch, based on this Mishnah, says you're not allowed to wash off dirt from fruit on Shabbos, so then why in the world is it mutter to wash dishes on Shabbos? And we could stop this year here, and if your wife says wash the dishes on Shabbos, no, it's usher. That's it, you won't be able to. Why is it mutter to wash dishes on Shabbos? Who says it's mutter? So that's why I wrote here, right here in Shin Chav Gimel, based on a Gemara on Shabbos, and this is a page 2 on the bottom. in the Shulchan Aruch Shinchav Gimel Sefer, Madichim Kalim Letzerech Hayoim Kegain Shenishalai Adayin Suda Lechel. You still have another meal to go. You can wash your dishes on Shabbos. If the Suda Shlishis, you can't, because that's Achon. It's clear you're allowed to wash dishes on Shabbos. Now, why are you allowed to wash dishes on Shabbos? This chalent, let's say, that was, or there was chicken grease that was stuck to the plate on Friday night, and you want to wash that off, and you rub that off under the water or in a basin of water, removing the psyllus, so you're left with the eichel, right? It doesn't. So we understand the consensus of the achrayim where the bur is not only applied to food; it applies to svarim, begodim, kalim. Why isn't there bur over there?
That pushes off all your organic, not in
there. Right.
Stock, all that's right.
If you ask this question, and as the question would be, why does the Shulchan Aruch Pasken you're not allowed to wash off dirt from fruit, but you're allowed to wash off dirt from kalim? This kasha is such a strong kasha that the Shvisas HaShabbos, Rabbi Yitzchok Meltzin, we mentioned his sefer before, says that because of this kasha, he says, must be that this whole halach of washing off dirt is only derabbanon, like we said, kibbeirer, primigodim adasavi, is only derabbanon, and he says, fruits and vegetables that you could wash before Shabbos, so they said, if you don't wash before Shabbos, they said, midrabbanon, we're going to say it's like beirer, you're not allowed to do it. But by kalim, what do you want me to do? I have to use the keli, I have to use the dishes Friday night, so there's no issue to wash it all because I know the choice.
The Rabbanan
imposed that anything that you could do before Shabbos, they said that would resemble Beira, you have to do beforehand. But the Keli, which even though, yes, it would resemble removal of Psylus, but since they never made that Gzeira. Yeah, if you're not going to use the dish, you can't wash it. Unless glasses, you can always wash because you can always use it. Okay. Right.
I happen to have, sure, they also have many plates you can place. We don't happen to have guests for Shabbos, right? So I only need 2 5 plates. I've got 20 plates.
Yeah, the truth is, well, if you don't need the place, you can't use them. Right. Yeah, so right. The truth is, that maybe is the taka chilut in Yom Tov and Shabbos. Yom Tov will be more chomer than Shabbos, actually, in that case. And it's because once you have a heter, I want to use these dishes. I don't want to schlep today, take out other dishes, and I know I need, let's say, this size plate, or I need a bowl. I use the bowl Friday night. It's only, I don't, two bowls. Can I wash these bowls out? There it says yes. You're allowed to.
Isn't there an Indian, you never know in Shabbos if guests are going to drop it on its head?
I mean, like, hoyle. That's on Yom Tov. Yeah, maybe you can have that. That's svara. Okay, but that's a different discussion, I think. You know, there's washing dishes. But it's mutter to wash dishes on Shabbos. Everyone agrees, unless you have achana issue, but you don't need them. You mutter to wash dishes. Why don't you have a bayer problem? So again, the Shvi'is of Shabbos says it's a derabbanan dikisser, and that's why it relates a mutter. That's what he answers.
If you're not going to use them for that next meal,
right. Again, you're dealing with a hachana issue. You're dealing with, if you don't really need it, so maybe it's a tircha shalei letzayrich, it's hachana for ready fat. Maybe that's questionable. You see, they permitted washing dishes, even though, like the Chaya mentioned, that you may have to come, may have guests or glasses. The Mishnah Berurah says also you always could use another glass. Let's say I have many mugs. I like this mug, you know, it says Good Shabbos on it. I don't know, you know. So I like to use that mug. I'm allowed to wash that mug. That's because it's for my use. You're allowed to do that. But again, the question is, why don't you have a bayra problem? You're washing off dirt. You're washing off, let's say, shalom that's been stuck to the plate. You're washing it. Why is that mutter to use these plates for shalosh shudas? Why isn't it bayra? So actually, this is where Ramesha comes with his second argument and says, in fact, that's why you're allowed to wash fruits. That's why you're allowed to wash fruits. Just like you're allowed to wash dishes on Shabbos from the... You're allowed to wash fruits from the dirt on them. No difference. Now, you're going to have to say is that this is Rav Shem Zalman goes with this sort of heter and the other pesukim that you have to say there's a difference between what we call a maisa beirer and a maisa rechitza. Washing dishes is not beirer, it's not sorting, it's not removal of psalas, but rather it's a maisa rechitza. It's an act of washing. You're washing your plates. So he said, therefore, you're washing your fruit. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Shliti, sent a shaila to his father-in-law, Rabbi Yashiv. Says, I get some dirt in my beard. He has a big beard. He had some dirt on his beard, some challah, a piece of food in his dirt. Am I allowed to remove the dirt from my beard? Why isn't it bayrer? Taking the psalus out of a taruvus. So Rabbi Yashiv quotes to him, he says, listen, there's a halacha psuka like this. Where did I quote this? Yeah. So if you have a beged, the Rama says you're allowed to remove a piece of feather. A feather stuck in you're allowed to remove it on Shabbos. Right? Why isn't it bayrer? And he says, in Shin Tes Zayin, which I quoted on page 3, they used to take out bugs from their garments. Lice that were in their garments, they would remove it. Why are you allowed to remove it? Why isn't it bayrer? So he says, obviously, his lashon is...
That's part of the definition of malachas makshef. Somehow kavana can affect the darbun halachah. That's the malachas makshef is to understand.
Yeah.
That kavana is necessary to make a malachas makshef. So like Rashi says, it's a malachas of umim, right? So here... So the kavani malachas makshev is effects, which Shimon talks about in the that affects the hadgar of what the malach is. So people say, you know, if people consider what I'm doing is washing, as opposed to what I'm doing is borer, then it's possible to say, it's possible to come on to, that there's actually a chilek, that this we call washing, and this we call borer, which is, I guess I jumped the gun from the Shulchan Yibon that you brought there, right? That it's not just a balabakish thing. How do people define it? But it could actually go to the very essence of what the malachas Shabbos is.
Yeah, no, it's a good point. David's mentioning the last page, but we had the Shilta Gibeirim, which says that the women who used to take off the pieces of lettuce that were no good, and they call that Beirer. So Rav Zalman takes from that, he says, you see that what people call Beirer, if they call it selecting or sorting or removal of Pseiles, that would have a Hagdar, that would have a shame of Beirer.
Right.
And that's a... Whatever the Balabatim would call, would define as Beirer, would become the Malacha, and what you call just washing would be considered washing. Taking out a feather from your jacket, or taking out some food from your beard would be considered just cleaning your beard, would be considered like cleaning the plates, and that's why they would understand it differently. Okay, so it seems like you have Rabbi Yashu goes into Svara, Rabbi Moshe went to Svara, a Maisa Rechitza, just washing dirt off of a food, or washing dirt off of a dish is no different than washing dirt off of a fruit, and it's all a maisa rechitza. Even the Ramesha said tzarechi in Ladina, but this is the svara that he lays down. Maybe that's the heter. Now, we said there seems to be the primigoda made no difference of washing the. He said washing dirt off vegetables or fruit is aser. Mishabura seems to say it's aser. The Chazanish says aser. What would they hold? And as we understand, there is this svara, and someone who wanted it, just like he washes his dishes, someone who wanted to wash his fruit, wash the lollipop that got dirty, he has this heta to rely on. It's a maaser rechitza, nothing to do with bayir, I'm just washing the dirt off the lollipop. So what is the distinction that the Tzad HaMachmirim hold? So again, the Ayil Meshulash in different parak says maybe the chiluk is like this. The reason why it's mutter to wash dishes on Shabbos is because the derech of using dishes is in fact to make them dirty and then wash them to make them usable again. And as that is the derech of using dishes. You bring the dishes, you put the food on it, it means you put the psalus on it, you get it dirty, and then afterwards you have to move the psilis. But and that's the way. You're dirty and you wash it off. You get it dirty, you wash it off to use it again. So since that's the sort of the normal use of it, he says, therefore it's never considered really psilis and eichel mixed together. Now, that is as far really the other achrayim, really the marshag. The Marshag, Shimon Greenfield, Grace of Pesach from Europe, says this Svara. So he was actually asked about Bayer with Svarim. You take out in Shabbos, you're learning, you're taking a whole bunch of Svarim, you're looking at it, you're preparing for the to write your Shtikl Torah and Masechta Megillah. You take a whole bunch of Svarim out, put it on the table. Now you're finished. You want to clean up for the meal. Yeah, you have to go put all the Svarim back. Why isn't that Bayer? Why isn't that Bayer? So this is a big shayla at all the Pesim dealer. Marshag was asked, and he says, Bayer with Svarim? He says, I never heard this problem with Bayer with Svarim. He says, Lo shamanu mi'aylam mi'avaysenu, never heard this problem with Bayer. And he says, the Svara would be that's not Bayer, that's not a taruvus, that's the normal way of using Svarim. You take out a whole bunch of Svarim, you put them on the table, you mix them up, and then you put them back in its shelf.
Then we talked about toys.
Right. According to that, he would say also the Marashat, toys. You mix them all up, you play with them, and then you put them back, you sort them out. So that would be very good. So from 100 years ago when the Marashat wrote that, but the Mishnah Berurah already brings from the many, Acharenim, the Taz, and the Chayodim, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that there is a problem by Svarim, by clothing, by toys. There is. So that Heter, we would not have. So to say that that's the reason why it was mutter to wash dishes, maybe is not such a good hetter.
There's no kilkul.
I think he's saying different svar. He's saying that it's the normal use.
Oh, okay.
That's no use. Then he says a second svar. Yeah, it sounds a little bit similar. This is what David's saying, and this is the second hetter that Ayam Ashulah says. Second distinction. You can only consider something psilas if it's bothering your oichel. Okay, like we explained, let's say the svaro by that we wanted to save the trumas attention by two minim. Each min is a clash to the other min, because this is raisins and these are nuts. And by kalim, the svaro would be is that the kalim are never considered mukulkul. It's never considered messed up. It's never considered like, oi, there's dirt on the plate. It's not dirt on the plate. That's the way you use a plate. And since that's the way you use a plate, that's not considered psilus on it. You use a plate by putting food on it. Indeed, you know you're putting food on it. You could still use the other end of the plate. You could use if you need be, you could use part of the plate. And therefore, it's never considered like sort of that the plate is messed up, that the plate has psilus on it, and therefore would be a problem of washing that dirt off. As opposed to the lollipop that fell in the dirt. That's messed up. That's psilus on the lollipop. Or there's dirt in the cluster of grapes. You would say, that is dirt in the cluster of grapes. That's not supposed to be there. You don't want it there. And maybe that would be the svara of these achrayim, why they would make a distinction between washing dishes, which we know is for certainly mutter, yet they would say washing fruit is aser.
You say something by dam. The
dam
is
aser.
It's not something that's
mekalkel
the meat.
Oh yeah, because it comes. But also you have the abshe shleim. It's at that point that it comes with it. Or you have that it's natural. You have that svar also. Yeah, but that case.
With the Ramban and the Rashba here, you also quoted said that you can wash Peros and Shabbos.
Where is that?
The first part of it. You go to Chilu Gibor and see for the last part. The first part of it. Nivas Peros means to wash them.
Uh huh.
The Ramban and the Rashba are saying there's no doubt right.
And that would mean washing it for immediate use. Yeah, what means? What would they do with the Mishnah? Vein Sharon.
You have to learn that Sharon is a derech.
Is the mice? Yeah. So then Ramesha makes one other chiluk. So you have really three chilukim from Ramesha. The first one was it's like a klipa, so it's like a peel, which then you have to do it for immediate use. And we explain why the other achrayim were not hold of that. It's not a natural klipa, or by the klipa it's considered menachod, by the klipa it's considered not mekalkel the fruit. Ramesha said a second chilek, and that is that this is considered a ma'isa rechitza. It's just an act of washing it as opposed to a ma'isa boirer. And the distinction maybe would be that you could say that by kalim and not by fruits. Ramesha wants to say it by fruits also. And the third is Ramesha says maybe there's a difference between the case of the Mishnah Berurah, that you're actually soaking the leeks or soaking the fruit, and there's a process of beira. Maybe you didn't even consider beira bikli when the fruit together, the taruvis goes in, the fruit with the dirt into the bowl of water, and then a process happens by it's removing it by itself through the means of the water. And maybe that's considered beira bikli because you're using the water and the keli, as opposed to washing it under the faucet. Says Ramesha, that wouldn't resemble beira bikli because that's you just doing it under the faucet. Maybe that's the distinction. And you want to say, maybe you have to say the Ramban learns like that. If you say like that, I think, except for the Lashon and Mishabrur, that doesn't seem to make a chilik. The Chazanish, we know, would still say that's Aser, okay? But maybe that's another chilik, though. Ramesh is saying that if you wash it directly under the faucet, would not be considered Beirer Bikli, and the only time the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah, in this case of Ensharon, meant when you're soaking it and it's just one of them is rising up to the top, one's going down to the bottom, and that will be the chilik between the Mishnah's case and Ramosha's case.
You have to say it's shaf, but since you can't be shaf the Pashia, the shaf here would have to be like mixing it in the water.
Yeah, because you say you can't even rub off the fruit, right? You take it, so you have to say, right, like you say that you're rubbing it in the water and then it gets separated through the water, and then that's already considered somewhat Beira Bekli. We'll end with this. According to Ramosha, that makes this chilik, that you're soaking something would be usher, but washing something under the faucet would be mutter. There are some people who set up a basin of water, sometimes they put some soap in this basin, that Friday night after the Suda they'll put, or Shabbos day after the Suda, they'll put their dishes or silverware into this bowl, and what happens? Ta-da! Magical bayrer. That wouldn't be a problem according to Ramesha. Why? Because there, the kavanah is not that you want to remove the pseilas. By the case of the Mishnah Berurah, you want to take the dirt off, so you put it in this basin of water to have the removal done. Here, all you want to do is just make sure that there's moisture, there's water on the dirt that will be soft enough that after Shabbos will be easier to your kavanah is not to separate that. That will be like the safest case of the Mishnah, or the case in the Mishnah of the Shulchan Aruch here, that you're allowed to put these leeks on top of something, even though it does get removed, because that's not your kavana. You're not aimis kavan lekach.
Well, it's not a segregation there.
Over there. Well, actually, we'll see next week. The Ran says it even is a segregation. Yeah. So that needs a beer also. But that's what I'm saying. Even if Ramesha wants to make this chilah between washing under the faucet or putting it into a basin, still, let's say that case of people put their dishes into a basin to soften up the food would still not be a problem.
The mat is soaking lettuce for that reason, right? That it only causes the bugs to loosen up so you can later rinse them.
Instead of making it rise to the top, and that would be a chilah.